1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Ebby J Show. It's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another podcast in the hopes that it will inspire and uplift you. Today's topic is take your time to heal, my love. It's one of those situations where it's easier said than done, but a lot of us, including myself, basically fall short of this task, and that's basically taking their time to heal before moving on to the next relationship. I know that I've been in situations like that in my past where you pretty much are a serial dater. You just jump from one relationship to the next, but you have to realize that there is a reason why you are doing that. For most people, it's mostly because it's a comfort thing. They feel comfortable with just being with someone. Like there is a dependency of being with someone. And when you are like that and you find yourself hopping from relationship to relationship, you have to realize that there is an internal thing deep down in your soul as to why you keep doing that. I remember when I was younger, in my younger day, I dated and I realized that, you know, I wasn't necessarily in relationships, so to say. And there were times when, you know, you would go through one bad separation and you move on to the next and you meet someone else and you take that same baggage with you. And that's basically what you do when you don't give yourself time to heal. Coming out of a divorce relationship, a long-term relationship, a marriage of or whatever, anything that was substantial to you, don't let time be the essence to define how substantial a relationship is. Let me just go ahead and put that caveat in, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but don't let the amount of time that you've known someone or that you spent with someone or that you guys have been in that type of relationship be the defining factor of the value of your relationship. Nor make you feel like, you know, you're wrong for feeling the way that you feel. You have a right to feel the way that you feel because no one knows the intimacies of your relationship. So side note, sidetrack, just let me throw this out here because it's on my spirit because I feel like somebody needs to know this. The time that you spend with someone, the communication, the feelings, the emotions, the connection that you have with someone, don't ever undervalue it based on how long you've known someone. Because I've heard stories of people being married for years and they met and they fell in love, love at first sight. Now, whether love at first sight is still what it is back, still what it is today as it was back then, you know, mindsets are definitely different. They're definitely not the same as what they used to be back in the day when my grandparents were growing up or her parents, you know, like their parents' parents. It's definitely not the same as what it used to be. But in all actuality, you know, some people still do have love at first sight, or maybe this day and age, you'll call it lust at first sight. Anyway, back to what I was saying, don't let the amount of time that you've known someone make you feel like your feelings aren't valid for needing time to heal because of the separation or the fact that it just didn't work out between you guys, okay? I just had to put that out there for someone because society says, oh, if you're not with someone for X amount of time, then, you know, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. But that is not true, okay? That's not true. All right, so back to the topic. Give yourself time to heal. Okay, so the reason why this topic came on my spirit was because when I got a divorce, and a lot of stories that you're going to hear from me are going to walk you through my experience, my healing, my transition from being married and to being divorced and to being happily single and dating. Okay, so there is a transition period. When I got a divorce and I was going through the process, one of my really good friends, she's actually my sister. She's like not blood relative, but you know, that's my girl. She said, take your time to heal. I was like, man, her telling me that, guys, it didn't hit me until months later. Because the first thing that you do when you break up is that what do you typically do when you break up with someone? You typically run back to something that you know, or you just put yourself out there and just start dating blindly. Child, you don't even know what you like, what you don't like anymore. You didn't give yourself time to assess nothing. You just jumped in there face forward. And this is how we come to experience things in our lives that are cycles. You don't break the cycle. If you continue to do the same thing all the time, you start things the way that you've always started them. You've come into relationships, you've come into environments, the same person that you was when you left the last, all you're doing is repeating the cycle of what tore you up from the last one. Now, I'm not saying that the person on the other side didn't have things that they had to deal with and things that they have to grow from. You are not responsible for their healing. They are responsible for their own healing, just as you are responsible for your healing. You are responsible for your healing. Do not allow any of the things that have happened to you, whether it's your family, things that happened in your family, things that have happened in your past. Don't look for apologies for people. Don't expect people to say, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm going to own that. You cannot allow those things to hinder you from healing. A lot of times, to be honest with you, based on my own personal experiences, my healing had absolutely nothing to do with, drumroll, the situation I was in. The core component of my healing had come from things that I dealt with at childhood, which materialized to things that I was dealing with as an adult. Things like abandonment, things like feeling neglected, things of feeling like, what's the other word that I'm looking for? When you're just not accepted. These were feelings that I brought into my entire life. And guys, oh my gosh. Ooh, don't let me get emotional. It wasn't until I got my divorce and I started going to therapy that I realized that a lot of the things that I've dealt with in previous relationships, including my marriage, in previous relationships with my girlfriends, previous relationships with my family, all of those things had to do with feelings and emotions that I dealt with when I was a child. Take your time to heal. If you desire to be a freaking amazing human being and you desire to live your best life, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, self, you are broken. You are broken. You are broken. I am broken. I am broken because of ... And you have to look yourself in the face and admit and acknowledge those things that impact you, those things that trigger that thing in you. You are responsible for that. No one is responsible for identifying those things but you. No one is. Excuse me. No one is responsible for doing that but you. And I'm pounding my hands and I'm passionate about it because I've been through it, guys. I've been through it. So a lot of the things that I dealt with in my marriage, a lot of the things that I dealt with in a previous relationship had nothing to do with that person. I'm not going to say not all of them. 50% had nothing to do with the person. 50% had to do with my own things, my own demons, my own shortcomings, my own insecurities that I brought into, that I held on for, what am I, how old am I now? 38? What is this? 2000? Yeah. 38 years of my, 38 years of my life, guys. 38 years of my life, I walked with these things because I never took time to sit down and address them to really understand the core of why I am the way that I am, or I was the way that I was. still a work in progress. Let me put that caveat in there. The why I am the way that I am, and realizing that just because it happened, it doesn't give it any excuse to me or you or anyone else to continue to allow those things to impact you. It is 2019. Live your best freaking life. And in order to live your best life, you have to push yourself to be your best self. And being your best self starts with healing the core of you. Identifying the things that have broken you, identifying those situations that impacted you, identifying those things and situations, people and circumstances that have made you change into someone that you are not, looking those things in the face and saying, you know what? I am not going to allow you not to be my best self. Yes, you broke me, but I am here. Yes, you broke me, but I am still standing. Yes, you hurt me, but I'm still moving on. Yes, you did this X, Y, and Z to me, but guess what? I forgive you. I hope that God blesses you. I had to take time out to heal for myself in order to forgive you. One day you are going to look at someone and say, no matter how hard you hurt me, no matter how much you thought you ripped me down, no matter how much you thought that you were better than me, no matter how much you said about me, I am still here. God is still with me. You did not break me. You may have hurt me, but you didn't break me. The situation may have threw me for a loop, but you didn't break me. I'm still here. My heart was broken, but my spirit ain't broken. My soul ain't broken. I am healed. When you can look something in the face and say, I forgive you not for you. I forgive you for me, because I'm not going to allow the fact that you broke me, the fact that I had to take time out to heal because of your insecurities and the things that you were dealing with in your life. So then I was just a product of your hurt. How you did me was a product of your hurt. Now, can I say that I forgive? Nope, not 100%. I'm about 98%. I'm being real. I'm about 98%. No, I ain't going to even say 98%, guys. I'm going to say I'm about 80%, 80% there. But when you realize that you look those, when you realize that, man, people are hurting, people are broken, people are just using people as comfort tools for them to get over something else, do yourself a favor. Do not bring your broken, hurt self into another relationship. Do not make someone else suffer for the pain that someone else did to you. It's not fair. Take your time to heal. Do yourself that favor and do the world a favor. Because every human interaction that you encounter, that you will experience in life, the result of what that relationship will be, whether it's an intimate romantic relationship, a friendship, working relationships, business associates, all of that, and how it all works out and how you treat a person in a situation, a thing, whatever it is, it's all based on your healing. So do yourself a favor in 2019. Heal. Take your time to heal. Don't be so much in a rush to jump to the next, what you think is the next best thing, because it might be the next best thing for you, but you ain't ready for it. You never want to get a blessing too early, because if you get a blessing too early, you will mess that thing up. Take your time to heal. If you don't hear nothing else, I'm telling you, take your time to heal. And don't be in a rush to have something so much based on what society says you should have or where you feel like you should be, that you just don't even take your time. You just jump into it and you find yourself in that same cycle all over again. Like I said earlier, it's not fair to you and it's not fair to the other person either. With that being said, Love you. Have a great day. And tune in to the next podcast on the Ebby J Show. Thanks so much for joining me today on today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media. Find me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, J-A-Y, or on Facebook at The Ebby J Show. Be sure to holler and say, hey, Ebby girl, I hear your podcast. Do your thing, girl. Remember, until the next time, feel your beauty and